time for group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
James in quotes says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, never thought I'd be the guy writing into a radio show, but here we are."
Here we are, folks.
I'm 30. I've been with my girlfriend about a year and a half. She's smart, kind, driven, all the stuff.
Sure.
Honestly, one of the best people I've ever dated. I can see a future with her. My issue is my mom cannot.
Oh.
From the second she met her, my mom has been cold, rude, and weirdly territorial. And she doesn't have any real reason. My girlfriend's never disrespected her, never caused drama, but my mom will say things like, "She's not right for you.
She's not right for you, honey.
I just don't get a good feeling.
I'm just not getting a good feeling about her."
Classic vague mom stuff with no actual proof. It's gotten to the point where my girlfriend doesn't even want to be around my mom anymore, and now she's asking me to set a boundary, which basically means cut my mom off until she gets her act together. But I'm an only child, and my mom raised me on her own. I'm super close to her, or was, until all this started. I feel like no matter what I do, I'm betraying someone I care about. I don't want to lose my girlfriend, but I also don't want to be the guy who ditches his mom for a relationship.
Okay.
Has anybody else had to deal with this kind of situation? Is there a way to fix this? Or do I have to pick a side? Would love to hear what you and your listeners think. I thought once you turned 30, you were supposed to have your life figured out.
Oh, James, trust me. You never have your life figured out.
We are still doing that, sir.
You never do. So don't worry about that.
That is so tough.
That is tough because, yeah, especially if I can see how she's his only or her only son.
Right.
Her only child.
She wants the best for him.
And maybe it's that letting go that she doesn't like.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah,
that sounds
yeah.
like there's some of that. But and I don't know if James has asked his mom, what specifically don't you like? Because like he said, she's made vague statements like she's just not the one. I would press mom and say, what specifically don't you like? Because and list all the reasons why you love her.
A listener, Kelly from Crescent Hill, texted in, "Listen, as a boy mom, it's not personal. It's just what we understand. None of these hoes are good enough for our precious baby boy. That's all."
Okay, but that's not helping James in his situation per se.
None of y'all are good enough for him.
Right. Understood.
I mean, we get that. We get that.
Yeah, and Alexis sounds like the typical icky boy mom. Listen, Alexis, I take offense to that. I'm a boy mom.
We are...
I haven't gotten there yet, though.
We are pitting a couple listeners against each other. All right.
A little bit.
I get that in the comments.
I feel like I'm probably going to be like that a little bit, but I'm not going to be. I'm going to have an open mind because if he loves her, she must have some wonderful qualities.
All right, 502-795-1997 is our number. Maybe you have dealt with this, especially what if you are the girlfriend of a guy whose mom is icy towards you, or maybe
and
you're
doesn't really have a reason to
be. Yeah, or maybe you're the guy whose mom is way blanketing you and you're dating. How did you work through it, I think, is what we need to hear, okay?
Yeah, mom needs to let you make your own life choices when it comes to who you're going to spend your life with.
We agree on that.
Yes.
But it's...
But how do we convince mom of that?
Yeah, yeah, let's hear your stories. 502-795-1997. We'll do that on the way. Mom versus girlfriend is going down in group therapy. James's girlfriend and mom aren't getting along, not because she, in his eyes, has done anything to wrong the mom.
Well, it's just mom doesn't like her.
Mom doesn't like
her. She's done nothing to deserve that treatment.
And she's like, she's not right for you.
And his girlfriend can't figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so now the girlfriend's like, doesn't even want to be around mom. Is like, hey, you're going to have to put up some boundaries. You're going to have to choose something.
Yes. And so, and he feels stuck in the middle, obviously. Ashley says, single parent of two boys. I can say boy moms can be weird. There's no need to cut her off right now, but James needs to set boundaries immediately. And in an abrasive way, trust me, mom has reasons she just knows aren't valid to anybody but herself. Confront her together on her issues. Let her know your relationship is happening and she can either be a part of your life or watch it from the sidelines. Yeah, I feel like there's the only direction you can go is having like a come to Jesus talk with the three of them. James' girlfriend and the mom, and they just have to sit down and hash it out. And maybe mom just needs to hear from James's girlfriend, okay, what are the reasons why you love my son?
Yeah.
And just ask point blank, and then, you know, mom, what are you worried about? What are you worried about? What are you not okay with this relationship?
All right, now, Patty, you're a boy mom. You've been through this.
Every relationship my son's been in, I have not liked the girlfriend that he's been with.
Uh-huh.
And I have four sons. Each one who's been in a relationship, I like their girlfriend. But it's for some reason the girls that my oldest son picks that I do not like. It's maybe the mom sees something different in her son since he's been with this girl.
Okay.
So basically he's maturing and he's growing and mom doesn't like that.
Well, not maturing and growing. There might be something negative that he's doing or something different that he's doing that he's never done before.
Have you, like, told him that specifically?
Yes. They will never see your point until he sees it himself. He just finally broke up with this girl, and I'm just like, whew.
Okay. All right.
So Patty, you're almost needing to tell James's mom just, hey, let him ride through this.
Right.
And let him figure it out on his own.
Yes.
All right, Patty, thank you. Hey, Dustin, so what's your thought?
Yeah, so my wife and I have been married 14 years in June, and I was an only child. When my wife and I got together and started dating, everything was good. She got along with my mom great. And then when I got engaged, things kind of started changing. My mom started being a little bit overbearing, and it's taken about 12 years to get through it, but I had to set boundaries with my mom, and, you know, we had to miss holidays. But there was a lot of times that she, you know, would get into it and get upset and be like, you know, I guess she had the thought that my wife was taking away her little boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you just had to be consistent. And it took about 12 or 13 years, but now my wife and my mom have a great relationship.
Man, kudos to you for riding through that. Yeah.
Yes, that is great that they were able to work through that and that you all were able to work through that over such a long period of time, but just stuck in there. And that's awesome.
Yeah, kudos to my wife. She's amazing and for putting up with it. But she never did anything wrong. It doesn't matter who I would have married. In my mom's eyes, I guess initially they were taking away her little boy.
That may be the case here. For sure.
As to quote one of our other listeners, Kelly from Crescent Hill, it's just what we understand. None of these hoes are good enough for our precious baby boy. All right. Hey, Dustin, thank you so much for calling
in,
buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
A couple more comments from Facebook. Amber says, unfortunately, some parents, single or otherwise, develop unhealthy emotional dependency with their kids.
Mm.
Not saying that's exactly what's happening here, but it could be. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, she's going to blow up every relationship you have.
Oh.
So you have to set the boundaries
now.
Yeah,
you got to do that, yeah.
And then Cookie Binzer Tally, which, what an amazing name.
But, yeah.
Says, your mom is a controlling bee. If she wants to see grandkids and be invited to family gatherings, she better get her S together.
Oh.
And if this is you, Mom, just embrace the woman your son loves. Dude, grow a pair of nuggets. Tell your mom to back off or she'll be cut off.
Grow a pair of nuggets.
Cookie Binzer's laying it down.
All right. Thank you, Cookie Binzer. A lot of pretty much everybody is like, hey, you're going to have to put your mom and aside and just say, hey, look.
I think the three of them need to sit down. They need to hash it all out. Yeah. Like, girlfriend needs to, you know, tell mom, reassure her, this is why I love your son. This is, you know, why we are good together, why we want a life together. And mom's got to sit down and kind of talk about maybe admit her fears, what she's afraid of out of this relationship, what she doesn't like about the girlfriend. We need to get specific.
Yeah.
She can't just be gay. Well, she's just not right for you. You've got to be specific. You can't be vague.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think that's what has to happen.
Girlfriend needs to reassure her that she's not a street rat and is...
A street rat.
And is good for your son. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so good luck.
Yeah, let us know how that little meeting goes. You have to have a meeting. Set the meeting up.
Yeah. All right. Good luck. Thank you for reaching out. That is group therapy.